Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1. We'll begin reading at verse number 3. And the Bible says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making a request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and all the other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I want not. For I am astray betwixt two, having a desire to part and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance of and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. I want to preach on this thought a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on when it's all said and done. Amen. When it's all said and done. As we look at this, and Paul begins his introductory, and he introduces the people of Philippi, the saints of Philippi, the brethren of Philippi, as servants in Philippi. Amen. He magnifies them, lifts them up, and as those that are followers of Christ, they're following in Christ Jesus. But what a blessing it is to be in that position, that place, where we can follow after Christ. What a blessing it is to be a child of the King, that we can be a led of Christ, and we can begin to go in the right direction the way that Christ would have us to go. But we see Paul as he writes here, and he helps them try to remember who they are, that they are servants of the Lord. Amen. Helps us to remember that we are just Christ's seed, praise God, and we're servants unto Him, to follow Him and to obey Him, to worship Him, to magnify Him, and to give Him the glory. Amen. And we see Paul, though, what catches our attention in verse 21. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So what we see here, not only does Paul write this statement, not only does he put this statement in pen to paper, but he also lives this statement. And we see Paul living it here in Philippians, praise God, as he writes to the Philippian people, those saints that are there, encourage them, amen, ask them to remember, not to forget who what Christ has done for them, where He brought them from, and the promise that He's made to where He's going to get them to. I'm glad in Christ Jesus this morning, we are this evening, we have an opportunity to be followers of Christ, that one day in a little while, like old brother Paul, praise God, we're going to be where Christ is. And I got to thinking about this as I was looking at it. And if I counted properly, and I might have missed one, but I can count about 18 times that Paul mentions Christ in this first chapter of Philippians. And I had a person mentioned to me a while back and said, you know what? You don't have to mention the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't have to say His name so much because everybody, he said, everybody knows who you're talking about. I said, well, that's okay, but praise God, I can't help it because I just like to mention the name of my Savior. I like to lift up the name of my Lord. I want everybody to know that if there's going to be any help and there's going to be encouragement, praise God, and it's going to come through Jesus Christ as our Savior. Without Him, we'll have no hope. But praise God, I like to lift Him up and realize just how magnificent He's been in my life. And I got to think about that. I got to thinking about Paul's life and got to seeing some of the instances in him. Did you realize that Christ was one of the main people that was involved in Paul's life? Amen? Ask you a question, church, tonight. Who's the main person that's involved in your life? We'll say, well, you know, a mama or a papa or mama or daddy or my sister, or my brother, maybe a school teacher, somebody like that is a person that's really involved in my life. But I won't say the number one person that ought to be involved in our life ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That ought to be the number one. As I got to think about, praise God, Paul got to talking about joy. Hey, praise God, he said he has joy. That joy come from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God, if you're going to have joy, you're going to have it in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. In verse number 2, he said that grace comes. He said, grace comes. It's going to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, because of Christ and what He done for us on the Calvary. The magnificent grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That unmerited favor comes to you and I. Praise God. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God. So we see that Christ is involved, praise God, in Paul's life. Christ wants to be involved in your life. I mean, He wants to be the biggest part of your life. He wants to give you that grace. He wants to give you that joy. He wants to give you that peace that passes understanding. Amen? That peace, praise God, that the world don't know nothing about. The world can't expound upon because they don't know it. But I'm glad tonight, praise God. Listen, church, I'm glad we know what peace is. True peace comes from the Lord. True joy comes from the Lord. True grace, praise God, comes from the Lord. Amen? Without it, we'd be miserable. Paul says on in verse number 6, talks about that confidence. I want to say true confidence tonight, praise God, comes from the Lord. Amen. From the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ, there'd be no confidence. We'd have nothing to be confident in. But I'm glad through Christ Jesus tonight that we have a confidence in Him, praise God, that when everything else is falling apart, somebody told me yesterday, said, preacher, I just don't know what we're going to do. Everything's a mess. He said, it just seems like it's getting worse and worse every day. I won't say it is. You know, the Bible said it waxed worse and worse in the end. Did you know the city council of Asheville voted, I think last week or maybe even first of this week, that all the stuff that's going on, all the panhandle and all that, they said, well, no, we're not going to do nothing about that. We're just going to let all that go. We're going to let all this stuff that's happening the wickedness that's happening in our city, he said, we're just going to let it go. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, why don't they let the church go back in there and witness to those people? Why don't they let us preach again on the streets like we used to, the precious things of God Almighty, where folks can be saved and come out of that hopelessness. They'd have confidence in Christ Jesus like you and I do, praise God, that somebody's there, somebody loves you, somebody wants to help you, somebody wants to give you encouragement, somebody wants to be there, praise the Lord, to show you the right way so you can walk therein in the righteousness of a holy God. Amen. We need that again. Praise God. It's going to take people going out in highways and hedges, compel them to come in. It's going to take people with confidence. Amen. Paul said, my confidence, it wasn't in me. Paul said, my confidence was in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am what I am by the grace of God. But Paul said, amen. So we see Paul, praise God, Christ was involved in his life. We need Christ involved in our life. Praise God. Christ was involved in our life in good works. Verse 6, praise God, we can't do anything without Him. Said we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen? Without Christ in our life, praise God, we can't do nothing to be pleasing to God. I know people that try their best to live right and do right, walk right, talk right, and act right. But without the Lord Jesus Christ in our help, as our helper, praise God, we can't do it by ourselves. Amen. You try it all you want to, you won't make it. You'll fail before the end of the day. But praise God, is Christ a part of our life? Christ as our helper? Praise God, we can do those things that's pleasing to God. Now, will we always do those things that's pleasing to God? Probably not. But praise God, we'll have a whole lot better chance of doing that if we'll trust Lord Jesus Christ to be our helper. Praise God, if we'll let Christ be involved in our life, if we'll take every supplication to Him, bring them to Lord Jesus Christ, lay them down, say, Lord, please, I need Your help. Praise God, and let Him manifest Himself through us and to us and in us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll make a difference in the life. Praise God. Verse number 9 said that Christ was involved in Paul's life in love. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever think about how Paul has much... Hey, listen, he was just sawed off front-looking things that wasn't comely to look at. Kind of like a lot of us. Amen? 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 Wasn't a whole lot to look at. But praise God, he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess who he loved? He loved the church. Amen? Praise God, because Jesus Christ was involved in Paul's life, praise God, he had a love in him that didn't come from him. Amen. Listen to me, church. That love didn't come from him. It come from Jesus Christ who lived in him and made a difference in him. Amen. We've got to have the love of God in our heart, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, the kind of love that passes understanding, the kind of love that's unconditional. Amen. So that we can love others and get them in. Paul had love in his heart, praise God. Paul was loved because he had Christ, because Christ was involved in his life. Because Paul invited the Lord to be involved in his life. Amen? Therefore, there was love in Paul. Praise God. He even loved those that would despitefully use him. Those that would use the name of Christ to kind of make fun. Paul said, praise God, go ahead and make fun. As long as you mention the name of Jesus, praise God, it's all right. Amen. Okay. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Amen. Praise God. We begin to recognize His name, recognize what He stands for. He said that recognizing that the Lord Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of all the law and the prophets. And praise God, through Him, we have hope tonight, young ones. Praise God, we old sinners, praise God, are beyond everything this world has to throw at us because the Lord Jesus Christ that lives in our heart, that loves in our heart, that helps us in our heart. Praise God, because He who He is. Amen. Not because who we are, but it's because of who Christ is. Amen. So we had that love. Not only did he have love, but he had freedom. Amen. You know, a preacher, he didn't have freedom. He's bound up, locked up, praise God, put away. Yeah, but I want to say, praise God, you can be locked up, bound up, and put away in a jailhouse somewhere. Praise God, but if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ living large in your heart, living alive in your heart, being involved in your soul, praise God, I tell you what, you're as free as you'll ever be. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I've been really praying for old Brandon. I've been praying God get a hold of him and just set him on fire. I mean, just set him slam on fire in there to get him. Praise God, he's just kind of just proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a loud way, in such a frame of heart and mind. Praise God, old sinners, praise God, over at the jailhouse, I get saved. Amen. Help me pray for him. Amen. Hey, God will use him in a big way. He's reading and studying. Hey, man, he sent me some pretty good scriptures, praise God. The kind that make you start thinking. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get the thinking on him, praise God. Amen. When it's all said and done. Amen. Jesus Christ will make the difference. Praise the Lord. So we see Paul as he mentions this and how Christ was involved in Paul's life. Amen. To serve, to freedom, to his bonds. He was bound up on purpose. Amen. Hello? You think Paul being bound up over in Rome, you think that was an accident? It was on purpose. God put him there on purpose for a purpose. We're here today, church, on purpose for a purpose. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus, praise God, that souls might be saved. To help them realize that we all owe sinners, praise God, that broke everything, every commandment that God made. But praise God, because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we can be made free. It's like old Paul was free. He may have had chains and shackles over there, but he is free in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. So we see Paul as he's involved. Christ is involved in Paul's life. But we all see that. We also see in this text, we see Paul's friends. Amen? Paul loved, look at verse 5. Paul loved the saints at Philippi. He said, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now. Amen? Praise God. He said, that fellowship that we had, he said, there was something about you. There was something that we had. Amen? But guess what? Look at what Paul's doing. And number one, he thought of them. He thought about those folks there at Philippi. Those folks at Philippi, they were special. Why? Because that love, praise God, that was ingrained to him because he was involved with Christ and Christ was involved in his life and there was a special love. There was a bond there between Paul and the church of Philippi. He loved those people. He loved them when he was there. He loved them when he wasn't there, praise God. He loved them. There was a fellowship. There was a unity that Paul had for these people. Amen. Kind of like we got around here. We got a fellowship. We got a unity for each other. Praise God. We pray. We lift each other up. We encourage each other. We think about each other. Amen. My mind ain't what it used to be. You don't have to say amen right there. I struggle to remember all the prayer requests, all the names that's mentioned. I try my best to scratch them down. Because if I scratch them down and see them, I can remember them. Because I don't want to forget nobody. If I do, it'd be by accident. It won't be on purpose. I'd never shun or neglect nobody on purpose. I might forget you. Amen. I told Teresa yesterday, the day before, I was running around scratching and digging, trying to call people, check on people. People were sick. People was hurting. People was needing encouragement. People was sad. People had lost loved ones. Everything was happening all at once. And I won't say as much as I'd like to be. I can't be everywhere at one time. But I know somebody that can. And his name is Jesus, praise God. And he loves us and he cares for us. And he promised he'd be there with us all the way to the end of the way. No matter what we're going through, no matter the troublesome time, no matter, praise God, if we'll think about Him, we'll lift Him up to Him, praise God, He'll be there when we can't. I'm glad for that, ain't you? I'm just one person. I can't be, even with my split personality, I can't be in two places at once. Amen? I'd try to. Yeah, bad, but I can't. But He thought of them, amen. He loved Paul's friends, praise God. He had fellowship, but He loved them. He thought about them. Not only did he think about them, but the Bible says he prayed for them. Amen? Sometimes you can't be there, but praise God, you can pray for them. Amen? Sometimes we can't be where we need to be, where we'd like to be, but we can pray for them. Sometimes you got to get up, you got to go to work, you got to go different places. I understand that. Amen? But praise God, you can pray for people. You can pray for people while you're driving down the road. Amen? Hey, you don't have to shut your eyes to pray. We do it, but you don't have to. Amen. We do that. You know, why do we shut our eyes when we pray? To block out the world. To help us to focus. Amen. But you don't have to shut your eyes to talk to God. Amen. The best conversations I've had with the Lord, Brother Josh, is when I'm driving down the road. And I've got time on my hands. And I get to thinking about Him. I get to thinking how good He is. How He came to where I was when I couldn't get to Him. How He reached way down further than I could ever reach up. Help me realize I done broke His heart and made Him sad. And I asked Him to forgive me, praise God. And guess what He did? Amen. I get excited down my soul when I think about what Jesus done for me. Praise God. And I get to praise Him and giving Him glory. And that tears start flowing. And I get to shout and praising God. And people think I'm a lunatic, but that's all right. Amen. It's okay. Hey, you get a good song or something, go down there, worldly something, you go down there, whoa, with it, or a ball game, you get up and shout and act a fool, make a fool of yourself. And that's okay. Amen. Well, if that's okay, praise God, it's going to be the same thing, be able to give God glory. from your body, from your lips, from your hands. Amen. For all the good things He's done for you. The promises that we have. And Paul said, praise God. Hey, listen, we can pray. You can pray for somebody driving down the road. I don't know how many times I pray for a lot while driving down the road. Somebody calls me on the phone or somebody texts me, Pastor, please pray for such and such. Now, and I'll say them okay. I'll say okay. And I'll hang up or I'll text them right back and say okay. Most times if I'm driving, I just give them a thumbs up. Amen. Amen. It's safer that way. But praise God, you know what I do? I get to say, Lord, please. You know what's going on. You know what's needed. Amen. You know what the sickness is. You know what the ailment is. You know what they're needing down in their soul, in their spirit, their life, what their family's going to, whatever it may be. Lord, you know what? And God, I ask you, please. God, you hear and answer prayers. And your little old young'uns are standing in need. Your little old people, praise God, that love you and care for you, praise God, because you first loved them. Amen. They need something. Lord, please just reach down and touch them. Paul said, I prayed for you. I lifted you up. Amen. Over in the jailhouse. He said, I began to call out your names. I just see old Paul as he was up there in the jailhouse. Amen. He got to thinking about those brethren back in Philippi. He started going from pew to pew. Amen. Place to place. Maybe house to house. That's where the churches was. You know what I miss? You know what I miss that we used to have? The old-fashioned cottage prayer meetings. Amen? I miss them, Brother Junior. We need to bring them back. We need to start them back this winter. Amen? Just start having old-fashioned cottage prayer meetings. Amen? Just get together at somebody's house and they say, hey, listen, Pastor, if you want to come over on Thursday night about 7 o'clock, come to my house. I'll make some brownies or cookies, praise the Lord. And we'll just worship God and we'll have fellowship and we'll enjoy the goodness of God and get together and pray together and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ together and trust in God Almighty together and magnify Him as our Father together and see what God will do. God's not finished yet, praise God. God's still got a big work to do. He still wants to save old sinners. Amen. We need them old-fashioned meetings. I believe Paul got to looking at them. He got to looking at through them churches and through them homes and through them little houses where God, fear and love, people that love God was praying and seeking God's face and loving on each other. I believe Paul got to going from place to place, pew to pew, chair to chair, house to house. He said, oh Lord, remember this one. Touch them, oh God, where they're at. Fill them with your presence, amen, to overflowing, amen. Put rejoicing down in their soul. Take away that old foul spirit. Put in a spirit of revival, a spirit of stirring, amen. He went down the row and began to call them out. He's probably like me, Brother Junior. Probably got down there and said, that one right there, Lord. You know, over there sitting by the fireplace and on that chair. I can't remember their name, Lord, but God, I know you know who they are. Touch them, Lord. Bless them on purpose. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know if God hear prayer like that. We will. God knows. He said He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. Praise God. And if our hearts are set on somebody getting help from God, God Almighty said He'd hear and He'd answer that prayer. How do you know? But he said, because it's according to His purpose. That God would just bless us and help us, encourage us to be encouragers of others. See souls saved. Getting in. You know what's going to take to get our children saved? It's going to have to take me. It's going to take me and you getting in to see our children saved. Amen? It may take having to switch positions and going different places. Where we can be a witness, praise God, to the little old children so that they can see Christ Jesus. So they don't end up dying and going to hell without God. Amen. But Paul said, praise God, it's because of that love, because he prayed for them. There was a difference in their lives. He saw some. He thought about them. He prayed for them. Amen. Not only did he think about them, not only did he pray for them, Brother Jeff Bob said that he longed to be with them. He longed to see them again. Amen. Think about that. Well, I got to think about that over in the studies more, but I had me a spell. Paul longed to see those people. He longed to see their faces. Let me tell you something, you friends. God bless your sweetheart. There's a whole lot of people in this world that we associate with all the time. And one day, if they don't get right with God, we'll see them the last time. We'll depart out of here to go be with Jesus, praise God. And they'll be left behind. They'll die lost and go to hell lost without God. And we'll never see them again. Paul said, I can see why Paul would say, oh, I long to see your faces. I long to see you again. I went to school with a boy. Me and old Tim, we were close. I mean, we were closer than me and my brothers. All 4 years of high school. We were close. I mean, we were just like that. And we went to school together. We had classes together. We wrestled together. We ran cross country together. We hunted together. That's back when we still had freedom. Back when you could still throw your old shotgun in the back windshield of your pickup in a rifle rack, take it down to the schoolhouse, you know, locked up, of course. I don't know if you had to. Nobody break in back then because they got their hind end beat if they did. But praise God, nowadays that don't happen. We say, oh, bless their heart. They just didn't know no better. Well, praise God, by the time they're old enough to be able to open the door, they ought to know better. But me and old Tim, we was buddies. Praise God, we'd get out of school at 3 o'clock and we'd hit the truck and we'd go flying somewhere. We'd jump out in the field and we'd go squirrel hunting or rabbit hunting or deer hunting. We was hunting all the time. We was enjoying good fellowship. But you know what took place? Me and him graduated in June 1982 and I ain't seen him but one time since. And that was just right after we graduated. He's gone. Last time I heard, he's somewhere down in Georgia. Amen. We were best friends. We loved each other. We were a lot closer than brothers. But I often wondered, I try to find him, but I'd like to know that he's saved. I might not see him here this side of eternity, but I'd like to see him in heaven. Amen. No tell what me and him get to in heaven. We get in all kinds of stuff in heaven, help the Lord. And we get praise God. I mean, what we did, we went in all the way. I mean, full-fledged. He has His neighbor had beagles in a bagel lot down there. We used to go after school. We'd get a couple of them beagles, and we went through them, got two at a time. He probably had probably 10. And we went through them two at a time, but we finally got a pair of really good beagles. Amen. And we'd go down there and get them beagles, but we'd take them hunting. We had us a blast, me and him together. But I want to see his face again. I'd like to have that fellowship again. I'd like to have that unity again that we had. But I'd like to have it in unity of the Spirit. Amen. But if we don't get right with God, if they don't get right with God, we'll never see them again. You know, preacher, that's just harsh. That's reality. I mean, that's reality. That's what's real. And Paul said, I long to see your faces. Amen. He had a desire. He had a burden in his heart to see them again. Amen. Well, how is that possible? That fellowship was made possible through Christ Jesus. That's what put that burden on his heart. That's what gave him that idea, praise God. That's what gave him his leanings. Amen. But you see, Paul, his circumstance. Paul was in jail. Amen. He had these longings. He had these desires, praise God. He was locked up. Amen. He was locked up. He was in prison. Amen. Praise God. Preacher, he was sad in his defense. He was locked up and wrong. Amen. Let me tell you what. Now get this. Paul was not locked up in Rome. He said, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says he was. Yeah, but Paul was locked up in Jesus Christ. Amen. He was bound, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't Rome that held him. Praise God, it was Jesus Christ that held him. Amen. Praise God. Wherever Paul was, that's where Jesus was. And God used him in a mighty way. Amen. Praise God. He was practicing where he was at. He was practicing sharing the gospel. He was practicing Romans 8:28. The Bible says, and we know not, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, the called, according to his purpose. Paul was a practicing what? Romans 8:28 says, praise God. He said, we're practicing to be called to the purpose that God called us for. God put him there, praise God, on purpose. You say, preacher, a preacher, did it work? He practiced. Yeah, it worked. Amen. It was made perfect. Praise His holy name. Amen. Pray. When we start thinking first of Christ, instead of thinking about the circumstances that we're in, I preached here before, I said, you've got to look past the circumstances and you've got to see Christ on the other side. Circumstances will get your eyes off of Jesus. Circumstances will get our eyes off our Heavenly Father. But praise God, if we'll keep our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, circumstances will pass us by. Amen. Praise God, you'll end up on the other side shouting and praising God, giving Him glory for all that He done. Amen. Look at what Paul says. Let me give you an example of this. Look at verse 13. In verse number 12, Paul says this. He says, but I would you should understand, brethren. And Paul says, I won't make this perfectly clear. He calls them brethren. That the things which happened unto me have fallen out, rather, unto the furtherance of the gospel. Paul says, I'm here on purpose, youngins. He said, the Philippians, they were sad, they were discouraged, they were beat down, they were trying to, because Paul had been locked up in jail, he had been locked up over in Rome, but he said, hey, don't be sorry for me. I'm here on purpose because this is where God wanted me to be. Amen. He said, it's for the furtherance of the gospel. Now look at verse 13. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. Amen. Paul said, hey, don't be sad for me, praise God, because I'm here, the word is went out, and everybody, he said, Paul said, every one of the guards know my name. He said, I've got a captive audience for so many hours every day, they're chained to me, praise God, and every one of them knows what I've got to say. I tell them, I preach to them, I give them the gospel, I show them the love of Christ. Everybody in the palace, all the guards, all the palace, the word has got out all over this place, and Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't feel sorry for Paul. Amen. Praise the Lord. They was giving him liberty, they was feeding him. He got three squires and a cot, and he got to preach the gospel every day. Amen. Said they give him liberty. Praise God. Amen. Huh? He had a First Amendment. He got to use his voice, praise God, to magnify God and to lift him up. You say, well, did it work? Look at Philippians chapter number 4. Look at Philippians chapter number 4 and verse 22. He said, verse 22 in Philippians chapter 4, says, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You know what that tells me? Paul got to preaching the gospel, got to tell me how good Jesus is. They got to hear it about it. Amen. They got to recognize who Paul was. They got to recognize, and most of all, who Jesus was. And they got so caught up in it that when Paul was a writing her down, he was deciphering it, praise God, for his Emmaus so he could pin her on the paper. Praise God. He said, hey, Paul, tell the folks over at the church, praise God. And we said, hello. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't you tell me God can't. When it's all said and done, praise God, God's still in control. He's still in charge. He's still blessing. He says, verse 23, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Thank you for saying, praise God, hey, like the grace of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God that's right here with me and right here in the palace, right here with the guard. The Praetorian, praise God, the guard that's guarding me, that's getting excited about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't pity me. God's working in abundance and souls have been saved. Even to souls in Caesar's house. Praise His holy name. Grace and mercy and all the glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. And may He be with you. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, it don't get much higher and heavier than that. Thank God. So Paul's here and he's in Rome. His fate is weighed in the balance. Amen. His life is in danger. You'd think he'd be sad, wouldn't you? Oh, poor pitiful me. That's the way we would be. Oh, poor pitiful me. See if I can get a letter out. Hey, write this down for me.
Send me some cookies with little files in them. Amen. Praise God. Paul wasn't looking at getting out. He was looking at getting in, praise God. Finding favor with God and the people. So God could do a work in his life and for those around him. See, Paul, if Paul lost his trial, he would be killed, considered an enemy of Rome. Amen? Considered an enemy of Rome. If his trial went bad, it went south, he's done for. Amen? But praise God, Paul's life wasn't in that jail. Christ was his life. Amen? In death. Hey, when Christ is your life, you need not fear the enemy death. Amen? It don't have no control of us. He said, well, preacher, we may go out here. We may go out here. We will go out. That's a fact. It's appointed. We got an appointment. We don't know when it is. But if Christ Jesus, Brother Bill, is our Lord and our Savior, praise God, we have a blessed hope in Him. Amen. Christ our Savior. So we see that life that we have. The assurance of being with Christ. Amen. When life is needed. That eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, we suffer with Christ. He concludes, and so he said, we suffer with Christ for a little bit. Amen. But we need not fear our enemies. We just put our faith and trust in the Lord. Ask Him to help us, realizing He is that ever-present help. He is that from which we call to the hills, and the hills of heaven, the hills of glory. Amen. Paul says, what we got to do, youngins? He said, just find a unity in the Lord Jesus Christ, a place together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where we come together in unity and we oppose the enemy. You know, the enemy, I found the enemy, the devil, he don't like opposition. Amen. You say, preacher, we're no match for the devil. That's right. But Jesus is. So there you go again, preacher, mentioning that name of Jesus. Praise God. He is an obstacle, opposition to the devil. He's already beat him. He's a defeated foe. We just call upon the Lord. Amen. We call upon, we join together, we unite together to oppose the enemy. Amen. To oppose the enemy. Now that doesn't mean that. That means we oppose the enemy and not one another. Amen. We draw together and love each other, help each other in unity, come together and love each other as Christ loves us. Amen. And when it's all said and done, praise God, one of these days, in a little while, He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And we'll go out of here to be with Him. Whew. Boy, what a day that'll be. Amen.